chair I sat in when I came with Sam.
21's good.
Yeah, it's a good day. Yeah.
All right. We are now joined by our race winner, the driver of the number 21 on the house cocktail mix Chevrolet, Zane Smith. We are going to go straight to questions as we have them queuing up. Zane, we'll start with Dustin Albino.
Yeah, Zane, congrats on the win. A lot of these places you're going to for the first time, but last year you obviously ran two Xfinity races here. So how much did that help you today, that experience?
I definitely say a good bit. It's hard to compare my experience against who I'm racing against. Usually they have years of K&N, years of truck, and then handfuls of Xfinity races most of the time. So luckily I was able to come here with Junior Motorsports last year, and we ran really good. I just could never really finish it off to have like an end with a good day, but most of the day we had run top five here. So yeah, I think that definitely helped.
Thanks.
Next we're gonna go to Bob Pockris.
Yeah, Zane, what happened on the restart that wasn't the best, and then what do you think went well on the final restart?
Yeah, Christian's my buddy, but I'm gonna definitely give him some crap about getting me on that one. I feel like he left at the dry Dean sign, so I don't know. I definitely don't really care about it anymore. I probably would have if I lost, but yeah, then the final one, I knew that was going to be the winning move. And I knew I haven't been good at restarts this year. Their trucks are very challenging. They're just, you're so used to feeling like a power band, and really the Ilmores don't really have that. You're just really watching RPM, and tire spin will spike the RPM, and it's hard to get it. So I've just been trying to get used to it.
So on that one restart where Christian got the big jump, do you feel like he just jumped it, or did your tire spin?
No, I didn't spin my tires at all. I restarted in second gear. I felt like he definitely went early.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Davey Siegel.
Hey, Zane, we were just talking to Brett. He's obviously a former champion and a teammate of yours in the same stable, and he said that you come to him for some advice, but honestly, you kind of keep to yourself. Is there somebody either at GMS or in the rest of the field that you go to and lean on for advice since you're going to a lot of these places for the first time?
No, I really haven't relied or asked anyone for any advice. I do need to get better with that, but to be completely honest, I really don't know what to ask because I'm so new, really. Practice and qualifying would help a lot this year, just with my first year in trucks, and these things are very different to learn, but a ton of fun to race. But I'm having the most fun I've ever had racing in my life. So GMS is where I'd love to be for years to come.
Cool. Thank you.
Next, we're going to go to Marty Zakala.
Thanks, Steph. Zane, congratulations on the win. I believe this win gives you 14 playoff points now, tied with your teammate Sheldon Creed for the most. Are you guys thinking about right now, you guys having a great shot at going to the championship four at Phoenix? And if so, how confident do you guys feel?
I'm very confident, obviously, right now. I really want to get down to Phoenix and have a shot at the championship to get that for the whole Gallagher family and Chevrolet and GMS. It's just, that's a race wins are super cool, but a championship is very important to add to your resume. And if I was able to add that, that'd be a really special. And Phoenix is a great track for me.
And I can't remember if you did this in your first truck win at Michigan or not, but is this checkered flag and the bed thing going to be your regular trademark celebration?
Yeah. I'll use any kind of trademark you want to give me, but it just seemed like a good place for it. So I stuck her in there.
Thanks for your time, Zane. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks.
Zane, I'm going to read a question to you from Casey Campbell with the Great Lakes Post. Casey is asking, what has been GMS Racing's biggest success since returning from the pandemic?
Man, I feel like we're the top truck team out here. If not, we're arguably. So I feel like when one of us are running good, it's the rest of us are in the top 10. So I think GMS Racing has been working harder than anyone else out there, especially my team. So we're having a lot of fun doing it. So we're all really confident. We know we all have speed. It's just we're happy we're capitalizing on this speed.
And then we're going to go to Dustin Long with NBC Sports.
Thank you, Zane. Thank you, Steph. Zane, I'm curious. I know you just talked about how good a team that GMS is. I feel like it's the top team, so it's understandable for a lot of the success. But, you know, as you alluded to, this is a season without practice or qualifying. You're not getting the track time. Obviously, you've got a limited experience with some of the races last year in Xfinity. The question is, though, even with as good a team as you have, why are you having success? We hear so often about how a lot of drivers are struggling without practice and qualifying, and you kind of alluded to it. What is it that you're able to do right now, or how are you almost winning despite some things?
To be completely honest with you, I think we all have really good trucks. I don't know really why I'm winning. I could tell you I'm fighting for my life harder than anyone out there. This is what I want to do for a living, and I know I don't have money behind me, so I have to make it on winning, and that's all they care about. I always read Chip Ganassi's tweets. I like winners, so it'd be cool to drive for him one day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We're gonna go to Chris Knight next.
Hey Zane, congratulations on the win. How do you feel about going to Gateway next week, a place where you finished fifth last year driving for a different team? Do you like the track? What can you do to be better? And you're going for your third oval win in a row.
Yeah, I really do want to win at Gateway. It would be a pretty cool one, knowing that that was my truck debut 2 years ago, and it was with Bono, just with a different team. So our truck was a handful that night, but just like every weekend, we make the most out of every situation, and it's going to be a lot of fun going back there with a good truck.
And it looks like that was the last question for you. So congratulations on the win, and we'll see you at Gateway next week.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks, Dean.